Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
We got three guests. It's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, did you throw out three texts and expect to say no?
I'll tell you the whole evolution of it after I introduce everybody. Regulars, Guy O'Bealum and Todd Glass are here.
Represent West Side. Smoke weed, everybody.
And, that's the message we need to get out to the people. joining us for the first time is my new friend, Brooks Whelan.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thanks for being here, Brooks.
Thanks for having me.
We had a lovely time over the weekend at the Sasquatch Festival.
We had so much fun.
At the Gorge.
Yeah.
That, a couple days later, guests fall out, I give you a call.
It
was going to be Ngayu and my friend. He's said he wants to do the show. He's tried to come by a couple times, but things get, when you're a musician and a pot smoker, your schedule is probably pretty liquid.
It gets
a lot of ebb and flow. So Be Real couldn't be with us today. That would have been a fun show with Ngayu and Be Real. But
something for the blooded.
Yeah. But, that would have been a heavy smoking episode. But instead, we're going to go with Todd Glass and his bullshit.
Listen, we can still smoke heavy.
Watch your mouth, Doug. Don't get... I come with a little bit of a, You can't beg someone to come to the show and then they get off the treadmill and
please,
then you want
to
get...
Please, Todd. Yeah. Please come to the show, you asshole.
Right, exactly.
That's what it's
come
not
on,
right.
Please.
It's
and
not
then
right.
I show right. up and you're like, look who's here, the person we begged to come. How'd that happen?
Is this how you guys flirt?
From now on... from now on, whoever it is that's telling Todd that we're begging him to come here, say, Todd, we just would like you to come by. It's not...
Sorry, okay?
It would have been a perfectly good show without him.
Well, there we go.
It's off your chest, though. But there's a microphone on your chest. Like, you're wearing... Like, you said to yourself, I'm going to wear the thing that makes it impossible to hide a mic on it.
I wanted to. I knew it was going to be a little hot, so I thought, let me just, try to wear shorts.
Yeah, let's get sleeves that go past your elbow when it's hot. That's always a good call.
Yeah.
And
how you doing? Good.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Kidding me?
Try to plow past the bullshit.
Yeah. Well, Todd, it's 2:20 almost here in the Pacific time zone.
What?
That means that it very soon will be 4:20.
It's 4:20 in Texas.
In 420 somewhere.
in Minneapolis, it'll be 420. I'm going to be there soon.
I see how you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you're going to be in one of these cities, just raise your hand. Chicago? Any guys Chicago dates?
Chicago.
Good for you. Yeah,
eventually.
Chicago.
Eventually.
Oh, don't play that.
Chicago, I'll be there for the comedy explosion on June 12th. July 12th.
Right. That doesn't sound like a real thing, but it's. I hope you enjoy yourself. Dallas, Texas? Dallas? Nobody?
No.
I was just there.
Doesn't sound like
always fun. New Orleans?
New Orleans?
Yeah. Houston? Kansas City? Lots of places are in the central time zone in the United States, of course.
Yeah.
But do you guys know any cities that are in the same time zone in other countries?
Wow, that would be a good place to visit.
It's 419.
Costa Rica?
Maybe. But Kingston, Jamaica is in the same time zone.
In the central time zone?
Yeah.
Nice.
I grew up in the central time zone.
So it's almost 4:20 in Kingston, Jamaica.
And Iowa.
Winnipeg,
Iowa.
Canada, because it's, time straight up there. Mexico City, Cancun.
Yeah.
Lima,
yeah.
Peru.
I remember my brother's girlfriend.
I don't know what the sound effects are supposed to mean.
Todd
wasn't kidding when he said he was going to be quiet this time.
No, I was trying to figure out my dates.
When you're going to be in Peru?
you're looking at. What am I going to be in Peru?
He's got a little cheat sheet.
The Comedy Bar in Toronto.
Oh, Toronto. That's terrific.
It is.
That's a great little club.
Then you do Clandestiny. Right? The
well,
pop
yeah.
Bar.
The,
I did the pop bar. That was the most fun. The Comedy Underground is like the most fun show I've had in a long time.
It is. It's just it's,
you got
it's
out
pure
of there alive.
Did you pass out?
No,
I didn't pass out, but I they call it greening out. I had to like sit down, and they brought me a cold towel. No, after I was sitting there a while, I just at one point I was just like, oh wait, you know what else might help? Going outside.
Right.
You know, because it's not ventilated very well.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it's a private thing. So the smoke is all, like this place, I don't get high just because everybody else is smoking. But that reminds me, we got to smoke.
Nobody heckles. At worst, they fall asleep, which I'll take any day. You know? That happens at my regular shows. Hello.
Oh,
hey.
This is a skull on this one.
This is a new baby that I got.
No, are these all
this last weekend?
Thing?
This is all sativa.
Yes.
Also, in the AM in Bangkok, Thailand, and parts of Russia, you can watch 420 AM getting high with us.
Nice.
What is the pot?
Which, if I'm up at 420 in the morning for some random reason, I
you
do
watch
it.
Yourself?
I smoke.
Oh, you smoke.
I
roll
do.
The air.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't smoke very often. I'm going to start with that. I'm just going to give you a heads up. I'm really going to regret that I did this on camera in like 10 minutes. I'll have like a spin out of like, I shouldn't have done this.
Is that what happens? You get all self-conscious and weird?
Yeah, I get so...
Todd's cool as a cucumber. He's really good at it.
I'm thinking I almost choked, but then I just thought it through.
Almost
choked on what?
On the smoke. Like,
I just
thing.
Did that, yeah.
That happens.
It's a bronchodilator.
Sometimes it helps.
Coming up later in Pot Topics, we're going to talk a little bit about how the lungs, pot smoke doesn't affect the lungs as much as anybody ever thought it did.
It's
a person who smokes pot, their lungs would be similar to just any regular non-smoker. It's cigarettes.
I'm helping
it's
my lungs.
Nicotine.
I hope that's true
tobacco.
Because...
It is. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Oh, good.
I'm teasing it.
Thank you.
Little show tease.
From the website potrocks.com.
Yeah. But Todd, have you heard there was a listener submitted theme song for this show, which is interesting when we play it, because usually we have that trippy music while this with the space image. I guess you haven't heard it?
No.
Because for whatever reason, the person gives you a shout out.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. So listen very carefully. We'll play it for you. Yes.
Through the house?
Todd Glass. It's just that time. It's getting dark with high. So grab your nuts, your mugs. This show is going live.
Wow.
I love that song.
And so do I, believe
grab
it or
your
not.
Mugs and your nugs. It's genius.
Right?
I like this. Like
it's
some
so
high
good.
School kids like, what makes you think I'm smoking, Dad? Like, this is his new necklace?
That's the Tommy Chong gave me that.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, you
you're like
dick.
The most... It's like you're the most laid-back football coach ever.
Yeah, yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of blowing the whistle and yelling at everybody, it's just like, okay. That play didn't work out.
You guys can stop if you want.
Who's got some ideas? Anybody got an idea?
Oh, this would be great.
What place should we run? So this is this is the Jack Hare...
Todd's like the call of the whales when he's.
How many times?
Can you have to take it again?
How many times?
Okay, my save word, whatever it is, genuinely two times in a row. And that one, I thought I was all right. It was so close. I knew not to take the water, but it was already, and it just was instantaneous. I get it.
Todd's on board with what happened to himself.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Trimming it down.
This is already a fun one. I'm not going to lie to you. Check this out.
What is this?
It's an awesome pipe.
It's a baby typhoon.
Yeah. It's like the little baby of this thing. And look at how they look at how they nomadically swim through the oceans together. Oh, we're SeaWorld. Fuck you, whales. Let's have one over here and one over there.
Wow.
In tanks.
That was abrupt.
Yeah, I've been obsessed with it lately because every time I see a SeaWorld commercial where they're talking about, we haven't captured a whale from captivity in 35 years. Oh, great. So you're breeding them. You're making them yourselves and then making them do something that their instincts will not support.
Are they breeding them now?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They must
maybe
be.
Yeah,
where are they getting it from?
Yeah.
They're claiming they're all rescues and that they're healing them.
They bring them with
and then putting them to work. You know, can you imagine going to the hospital and you're sick and they get you better and then you have to hang around and clean the toilets?
They just put you on display.
Yeah,
it's people ridiculous. Come to watch you eat.
Yeah, they have them all breed with the one that like ate everybody, Tillicum or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to dip into my act because it's relevant at this point. But I think the difference is if it came from something I said off stage, well, you'll get
paraphrase
it.
Paraphrase your act. Just make
exactly.
it a little less tight.
I get it. And I'm not going to do like
you
they do.
You didn't even have to tell us.
I did, but, you know, you have to answer to your friends.
You always worry you're going to get called on that. Like, yeah, you're an idiot.
Because, you know what?
We're trying to be funny, so slip in something funny.
Please, try to be funny. I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of trying to sneak in your jokes. Like, you know, I know people do sometimes, but I think just come on and talk. But I think if you're going to do it, you do what I just did. You just say, you know, I'm dipping in. But you don't do the joke exactly. Like on Comics Only, they literally stand up. Anyway, you're like, well, now you're really getting into the act. If you stand up and do it, like at least literally. Sit down. Let's try to fucking make pretend. But anyway, so I will sit.
You see, Robin Williams was great, but there was never a reason to stand up when he stood up when he's on a talk show. He'd stand up constantly,
hello,
and there was never a reason for it.
Hello, Robbie, are you there? Oh, doctor. Anyway, hey, oh. Okay. We're allowed to make fun of him.
yeah, we have a special license that we signed up for.
So, what were you saying?
Okay, so
I can't remember.
I'm going to paraphrase it. So I had
thanks for coming, Brooks.
In Sea,
I'm very excited to be here.
In SeaWorld, when the killer whale gets when the killer whale kills a trainer, it almost interrupts the news. Sold as shocking, and I said, I don't know how it gets sold as shocking because if you took SeaWorld out of the equation and someone came to you and went, oh my God, don't yell at me. No one could have seen this coming. I got a killer whale out of the ocean with a crane, and I put it in a baby pool and swam around it and tried to teach it tricks.
I was riding it like a person would.
Yeah.
You know, you jump on your whale and you ride around.
Can you imagine trying to tell someone that?
I give it fish. I give it water to live in.
Here's
I'm so generous with this goddamn fish.
I give it fish. Do that again. The disdain.
That's what people write back to me on Twitter when I say shut down SeaWorld, hashtag shut down SeaWorld. They write to me on Twitter that, like, those whales are well fed. Oh, yeah, like, they can't swim in the ocean with their mouth open and get well fed.
The killer whale?
And, you know, SeaWorld ran in and cleaned off a bunch of fish in an oil spill. And it's like, great, that's what they should be doing. Be that. Be a company that does that, like, actually helps the ecology. And your parks, make it just aquariums and things about sea life. Make it an aquatic-themed theme park.
How do you feel about
that? And have roller coasters and shit.
Can I make one of the
suggestions? Because Ontario SeaWorld is adding a roller coaster because business is bad.
Good. Can I make one of the suggestions?
Please.
Maybe you could ride the killer whale on a roller coaster.
That's what they
that's
should
what
do.
That's what I'm saying.
But use real
everything,
whales.
Shamu
use
could be
real
everywhere.
Real whale.
Shamu
real
could
real
be everywhere, but except in a what? Fucking tank.
Be right.
Yeah, they don't need
it's
to be underwater.
They like it.
They're mammals.
I'm almost tired of talking about this.
If you rode your killer whale from here to San Diego, it would be faster than the 405. That's all I'm saying.
They said
that's a good point.
That's a good point. They said that like they had to fire a bunch of people because its attendance is down, and they blamed blackfish.
They're always blaming the blackfish. I thought you were saying blackfish matters.
So listen, I have one of the suggestions.
If they make the blackfish sit in the back of the tank.
Listen, yeah. I can make these jokes.
Oh, sorry.
Please continue.
I thought I could too.
If they're going to continue with SeaWorld, I wish they would stop the trainers from making those jokes because it doesn't help the show. You know, just have the whale squirt water in people's faces. That's what they love. And then, you know, they try to make their little jokes over the PA.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
What the fuck do you think a whale thinks it's doing when it's splashing the crowd? Like, what is it even going through its mind? Like, it's just going like, I don't know why they want this, but it gets me fish. It's the strangest thing to force them into.
How about this?
You think they ever talk to each other like, how was the crowd?
You know.
I wasn't really feeling them until I did the breach.
It was a bachelorette party.
It was kind of cool. You see the tits on that blonde?
Yeah.
They don't. I don't know why killer whales are sexist. I apologize for
if
that.
If you're just joining us here on Getting Dolphin with Hyde.
Welcome to Mammal Talk.
Oh, Doug, what if, you know, some people, they'll say something like, well, dogs, you know, you should, PETA says you shouldn't have dogs. Well, maybe they're right about that too, but can't we at least agree on the whale thing?
Like, well, PETA says you shouldn't have dogs?
No, I'm saying there are people that say that, like, they think that any, like, a bird, which they're right about that too, but maybe they're right about it. If they, even if they said dog, and I don't know if they do, but some people go, yeah, PETA thinks we shouldn't even have dogs. Like, they were free creatures once too. That's what some, I don't know if that's true. Someone should do research.
Oh my God, can you imagine if all the dogs were on the loose? There's actually a movie.
Well, they weren't.
There's a movie that I can't remember the title of.
Probably Dogs on the Loose?
No.
I'm tired of all these motherfucking dogs.
It's something about God and the dogs take over. It's about dogs taking over. It's a foreign film. I'm not sure what country.
Sounds like my mom's house.
It's called like Act of God or something like that. And the trailer's amazing because it's just like. White God, the trailer is just these fucking dogs, just like we've had it. We're going to rebel, like Planet of the Apes, but with dogs and real dogs. You know, not
wow. That's why you always have
animatronics.
That's why you should have extra dog treats in case that happens, because I'm sure they'll still like dog treats.
You know what? They're also going to like to have their belly rubbed. Oh, you marauders love it when I do this. Like, I wonder if a lot of dogs, like guard, really mean guard dogs, if you could just get to their belly before they bite you.
For sure.
Isn't give them a nice scratching.
Isn't that what Mel Gibson did in the Lethal Weapon 3?
I think so.
Yeah, he made
did I get a time dog. Single that I've forgotten about?
Doug okay, Benson, good. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
You're great. Oh, they like their bellies rubbed, of course.
Maybe we'd be right. Like, they'd be attacking everybody. I'd be giving them treats. People are like, I never thought about
squirrel.
That.
Squirrel.
He's rubbing their belly. And we'll be back.
Nice.
There it is, you guys. I showed it to you last week. This pipe was disgusting. I brought it in, and our good friend, the producer of the program, Brent, went to town with his special cleaning methods.
Wow.
And this, except for a little yellow, this thing is fucking...
What did he do? Did he boil
pristine.
It?
Pristine. What'd you do? Yes. Is he in the other room?
Boil it?
He's in the other room.
He's in the other room.
He's at Command Central watching to make sure YouTube doesn't suddenly pull us down.
I like a 90% alcohol and pipe cleaners.
Whoa.
Yeah, all day. Right over the
little
sink.
Alcohol, a little jizz, yeah. We're good to go.
It stings a little.
Oh, God.
But then you can boil it, too. Boiling's probably the quickest and easiest, but it makes your whole house smell like shitty weed resin.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Okay.
I remember the I don't ever have them. I just rolled joints.
Kins from Hiloweez.
But the first like joint I rolled, it was in college, and we were all smoking it, but it was falling apart. And we all had to just pretend like, yeah, this is how they go. Like, yeah. Nobody, I could not admit, I've never done this before. Like,
it's like barely a cigarette.
Yeah, it was barely out there. I was like, yeah, I do this all the time before I got to college. Like, just
oh,
lies.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, you roll shitty joints all the time.
Yeah, no, I've been rolling these for years. Yeah, for sure.
People are always trying to teach me how to do it.
Week?
Like in college.
All right. Yeah.
People always ask, you know, telling me how to, you know, I can teach you how to roll a joint. I'm like, I don't want to know how to roll a joint. I prefer smoking out of a pipe, and I know how to load a pipe.
Right.
I don't even do that right by most people's standards.
Papers.
So you can.
Huh?
What do you do? Well, shouldn't you have
there's
a variety
always,
of skills?
There's always an apple. There's and a lot of people don't know how to do apples, and I do those all the time.
I'm surprised that
it's not hard. It's just easier to do an apple for me. It's more aggressive. It's less. There's less nuance.
It serves as a filter.
Less nuance. It's very. Right.
You fuck up an apple. There's always another apple ready to go.
Sometimes it doesn't work as good as other times because you don't do it perfectly. But if you do it, fucking, and it's like a filter, isn't it? The apple sort of lessens the.
It's got to be a little bit more nutritious.
You can always eat the evidence. As they say, they can't get you on a paraphernalia charge.
How little, though? Like, yeah.
More than that, yeah.
But not anything that would even register. It wouldn't even register on a doctor. Well, if you do it out of the apple.
You eat apple, they'll smoke out of an apple. That's
a doctor.
I smoke out of an apple.
Yeah, that's you guys, the three of you, you all kind of don't really know each other that well, right? You all just met each other a couple times.
Yeah. We've hung out at comedy clubs.
Not this much. No, I don't feel like this much.
I don't think we've ever sat together.
Never had a session. Yeah. No. Like standing in a circle somewhere.
Yeah.
Right at the cypher.
We would hang out at the stand.
I didn't tell anybody that. Like somebody, like
I played along with that for some reason.
Or something. No.
No, you did.
Like something happened. Like there was a dead body. I had a little tug of the thing.
We killed that guy at the stand.
That's the story.
The lawsuit's still pending, so let's not mention it anymore.
What were you saying?
Have you seen this little fella, Brooks?
No, it's heavier than you think.
Damn it.
Is that what everybody says?
Really? Everybody says that?
Hashtag heavy monkey.
That is the... Tonight... Oh, God damn it. People... How many people have said that?
Said what?
That it's heavier than it was. Heavier...
Say the secret word.
What a sad air horn. Is it just because it sat idle for so long?
Oh, sad. My God. That's my favorite thing on the show. It's so larger than...
It's just dumb. I just noticed that people say that when I hand it to them. So then
well, it's true.
When somebody doesn't say it, it took Pete Holmes like 10 minutes to say it.
Get a heavier one. Seriously, you can get one out of cast.
Just make a heavier monkey. Yeah. Come on.
Somebody sent in, seriously, there's someone out there that could do this. Cast iron monkey, paint it brown, make it look like it's, oh, it's,
no, no,
then
don't.
People will definitely
say it. Do the opposite
of
that. Don't make more of these. I put this on the show because this is going to burn a child. It's a terrible idea to make such a cute little thing that, like, the fucking flame, you're like, playing with it. I know what it's going to do. Yeah. It comes out of his fucking head. Peter hates this lighter.
The most dangerous
don't set
lighter
monkey's
ever.
Heads on fire, and we'll be
wow.
right back.
Oh, my God.
Back, you guys. What happened? I usually when the music stops, like I'm back in. That was interesting. Okay, well, anyway, welcome back. I'm trying to find one of those names for the show with the initials, but this is. I don't know if this is the highest I've ever been on the show, but I'm really in an interesting place because
really?
I'm like, yeah, because I have. I'm really allergic today. Ah. Like when I smoke outside, I usually don't have a problem. But when I smoke indoors during a very allergenic, when there's lots
dusty.
Of stuff in the air, I get my nose gets super itchy. I probably look like a Coke freak. And,
Coke for that whole break.
Yeah, that's another way I look like a Coke freak.
Yeah,
all the Coke I take.
Your whole break is we're not
the whole break. He just snorted Coke and then he comes back on. Oh, yeah. I look like.
So
I
I'm super high and happy right now, but my nose itches like a mother. And so I keep messing with it, and it just feels like the wrong drug.
Now my
feels
nose like itches. I'm, I don't. It can't be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you a 1800.
We'll be right back with more about Doug's nose.
1823, you guys. Guys,
like
that many people, nearly 2,000 people are hearing about my nose and my nose situation.
How many?
1823.
18,000? Yes. Yes, Todd, yes. Yes.
18,000.
18,000.
At least.
And then 23, yeah.
Today.
But on some of your episodes.
It could be 18.
I think on every episode you're in, Todd, to be more specific about the numbers, I think everyone you're in has cleared 100,000 viewers.
Really?
Yeah. That's you know, nice. Once they're archived. Yeah. Everybody can't just drop everything at, 4:15 or wherever at what time they're at.
I told you, it's at comedy clubs, it's definitely like, sometimes you want to get a pulse, how many people from my podcast, it doesn't make me, I'm happy, but also I notice, hey, how many people from getting A Dog with High, overwhelmingly more. I go, how's my podcast doing? But on this.
Next time I'm on the road, next show I do, I'll ask if people know me from your podcast that I did once
it.
Like a million years ago.
You know you have an open.
But you just do coke on your podcast.
Getting coked with Todd.
Yeah.
It's getting coked with Todd. Which, by the way, your producers have pitched to me. Don't keep pitching it to me. I don't want to do
you just
it
have
every
nice,
time I come here.
You just have, like, nice, cheap trick mirrors from the...
Right.
That's what you have. You're like, pick your county fair mirror.
Try this coke.
Snorting.
You're going to really like
snorting
this.
Snorting glass on the coke.
Actually, the coke...
We
the coke guys.
You
all
know
the
this,
all the
you
guests
know this
sativa.
To take over the cameras.
Yes, it's Jack Herer.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Yes.
Great... he passed away, but a great
advocate.
A
hero.
And,
what was his name again?
Jack Hero. Jack Hero. And
The Emperor Wears No Clothes is the name of his book. It tells you all the uses of him.
and all the hemp prohibition and all the history and stuff. It's fantastic. I think it's in his 10th printing or something now. Get the book, read, learn,
and enjoy some. Todd loves this. I think Todd only does this show to get this red licorice.
The red licorice is next. We were talking about before the show.
It's the best thing in the world.
Here's a great idea. Let's
better
have
than
these
dark
guys.
Peanut butter cups.
I want to have these guys do an ad right. for this product,
you
and
got
we'll
it.
Drop it into the show like they paid to have an ad in the show,
yes.
even though they didn't pay. We love it. Why not?
And that's so right.
And then that'll give other people the idea to put ads in the show. Instead of us showing whatever that nonsense was, we
ready,
just
we'll
showed.
Do it from our heart.
Do it right now?
I bet we could do a great ad.
All right, here we go. Right?
Yeah,
man,
do an ad.
Todd, have you tried one of these?
No, seriously. Let's hit it from the... What did you tell me right before
right,
the show started?
Right.
Honest.
Todd, I've never had licorice this good. It feels like it's fresh.
And that's what I said. And then we're over there talking, and then I brought it over here, and we started talking about it, and we're like, it's the best endorsement.
But what's it called?
It's called...
It's from Trader Joe's.
It's from Trader Joe's.
And that's a great organization, right?
It's just called Strawberry...
Did they hurt the whales?
No.
Australia's Daryl Lee, spelled like tea, though, like it's drink, L-E-A... Strawberry right. licorice.
And let me bring
this
it
comes
home.
From all the way down under?
Yes, and let me bring it home.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is the type of product where people are going to maybe go buy it.
And bring it home, Tom.
They're going to eat it, and then they're going to go, those fucking guys were right.
Yeah, no, this
it,
is...
It, you're going to eat it. You're not going to be like, it's okay, it's not great.
This
it's
is,
great.
This is the best
Let's
licorice.
Let's bleep the swearing, though, because we don't want to incur... Like, there's that wasn't appropriate.
You're right.
That wasn't appropriate.
People are going to go... People are going to buy this, right?
What
and then they're going to bring it home, and then they're going to eat it. And they're not going to go, it's good. They're going to go, no, it's that good. It's unbelievable.
Cut. That was perfect. That was the spot. That was the spot. We run that in the next show.
Can I tell you something? You're right. You're right. You should be doing that.
Yeah. Stuff. And these guys, maybe they'll call us up and say thanks. I don't expect any money, but we certainly are going to get as much of that stuff
as we
want.
Take a box of licorice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you want them?
No, I'm fine.
No, but I'm saying everybody, all of you are going to get that for free.
We're recording the whole thing while you guys just have a production meeting.
I got a bunch of Keystone... This is a true story. I got a bunch of Keystone lights.
Do you really not understand where the commercial breaks are in the show?
Were they just then?
No, we were making a commercial that we're going to show during a break in a later show.
During the show.
Did we do it in real time while the audience watched?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
It's very verite here.
I know, it's a
that mean?
The indica that we have on the table today that no one has smoked yet, but that if anyone gets out of control, we're going to suggest
body?
That they
I don't
have
know. That's the indica. It's the small... Where'd it go?
Hey, Todd, could you do this? Could you say in a sing-songy voice...
Sorry.
Shit.
My bad.
That's okay. That's don't mess with Farmer Dave's Disc of Love.
Oh, shit. Gotta have it.
Could you sing...
I guess.
Could you, like, in a sing-songy voice, any voice you want, just fun Todd Glass funnery, could you just say, someone needs an indica? I'm not giving you a line reading, but something to that effect about...
Somebody needs an indica!
That's perfect. An indica.
Did I say it wrong?
So whenever a guest gets out of control, we're going to play that.
There you go.
What does... I don't know the difference.
Did I say Girl Scout cookies is the indica?
You did not. Girl Scout cookies is the indica, but I can't find it.
They knocked on the door this morning. And I was like, hello, Girl Scouts. And they were like, here's a terrific indica. And I was thinking, thank you for the sleepy time, Girl Scouts.
I just want to learn.
I also have...
The guy who's brought a box.
We need themes.
The last time I saw a box like that, it was in a bad movie with Frank Langella.
Right? This has Marcellus Wallace's soul in it.
Fiction dude.
Check
right?
that out.
Right. Good one.
Nailed it.
What is it?
This is part of the High Life line of marijuana flowers and products. My picture's on the box of one of these somewhere.
Todd's got it. This pot likes electric dance music.
Yes, yes, it does. A lot of different people
these,
like Layla Price and Master Bone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's what I was just thinking.
Liz Taylor.
A hot lady. I mean, I like getting high, but if I get a hot lady on the box.
Well, you know, that's Layla Price, the porn star.
Cigarettes have like a aborted fetus, and Liz got a hot lady.
The new Joker.
Layla Price picked that out herself, and so did Skin Diamond, right? These guys.
What do you mean they picked it out themselves?
See,
like they said, this is the strain I want my name
that's
on.
That's the one they recommend. That's the one they want their
Holy
name on.
Holy crap.
I have blueberry cookies as my first offering.
It's delicious. It's a sativa indica hybrid. You can find this pretty much all over the state.
This is weed Christmas.
Right? Have yourself a weedy little Christmas.
What's going on here? Why do you have this box?
Because this is the future.
Because he's...
What are you doing? Do you work for Natural Cannabis?
This is his. Yeah, it's his
thing. I work for the Natural Cannabis.
Oh, that's great then. Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
He's got one of his own.
He's got one that's got his face on it. I don't give a shit about something.
Let's show this one to the Cami Cam.
That's really cool.
There it is.
Hey, now I'm really excited.
That's as still as I can get.
Thank you. Not too bad.
Obviously, I didn't know either.
Here, let's smell it and smoke it.
Smoke it and smell it.
All I knew is
and
packaging
smell it
looked really
and
cool.
And smoke it.
Yeah.
Right. And it comes with a pipe. It comes with a little one-hitter.
Shout out to Oregon.
You can go to naturalcannabis.com.
Oregon.
My favorite thing is to enjoy these and then enjoy these.
Todd got the ad already.
No, you never know. You can take a step.
Oregon had the most viewers on our last episode per capita. Oregon. So far, we got Oregon. We got DC came in a few times.
Nice, DC. Can we talk about Oregon?
Colorado a couple of times.
And what's going on?
Am I forgetting any? Those are the top states watching Getting Dug with High.
In Oregon, everybody in Oregon, call your House of Representatives and tell them to vote no on the bill that just passed the Senate because it's taking away all of the medical marijuana protections that people voted to protect when they voted to legalize marijuana with Amendment 91 back in 2012. This is very, very important. Okay, I'm done.
I'm glad that this is
But it's important. Get off your stoner ass and do shit. I like legal weed.
Okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
All the places that have legalized it, I could live there if California doesn't do it in 2016. I'd be happy to move to any of those places.
Colorado, Alaska.
Alaska's legal?
I like Alaska.
D.C. Alaska's legal.
I didn't know that. That's newer. I just knew Colorado and
Alaska is also a place where no one's going to see you doing anything.
Murder is legal in Alaska.
Yeah, you can murder as long as it's kind of, he was kind of asking for it.
Yeah, right? Be cool about it. Like, don't go into the neighborhood bar and brag about it.
Yeah, just do it. That's just Grizzly Jim being Grizzly Jim.
Yeah.
You do you.
Why would you ever have to move out of L.A.?
If they don't legalize, if it's not legal here.
You can still get it.
I think that's one of the things, we're doing this in California, and we're having a discussion about this. This is something we should talk about, though.
The biggest advertisement how serious Todd was while he ate it. Like, dude, come on, dog.
I'm just saying, I'm going to be disappointed.
Here's the thing.
Got it. He also wears clothes that match the candy he likes.
I came in for strawberry.
Look, I believe in the product.
You look like an Australian licorice lover.
He matches his pot.
Yes, he does.
He wears green, matches his herb. A-L-L. I wear red, matches my delicious candies that I've always enjoyed.
we need to discuss.
Someone needs an indica.
Someone needs an indica. There should be. When we discuss legalization in California in 2016, we have to make sure that the law we pass, and I believe that pretty much any law that gets up there will pass, has to be better than what we have now, because right now it's pretty damn good, right? And as we see in Washington, which can't get its shit together, in Oregon, where the legislature is trying to gut the very initiative that the people passed, right, that maybe legalization through that way is not always better.
What's the
right, especially
why don't
for how we
for
sit
national
in California.
Legalization and force that as an issue, and the Republicans and the Democrats both have to say yes. There's no reason to go against it now. The tide is turned.
Yes.
And
you're correct.
Hillary and whoever the Republican nominee are just going to fucking stand up there and both go, yeah, let's legalize it. Next topic.
Did you think
hopefully
it would be further than it is now? Like 10 years ago when you made a guess with your, you know, some
I think it's been leaps and bounds in the last few years.
I have a question.
Much, much further than I thought it was.
That's the same with me.
What's the difference between Colorado and Washington? Because they both legalized it at the same time. But you said
the laws are different.
The whole thing is set up different. In Colorado, there's weed stores everywhere. We were just Washington. I thought I'd stop at one on the way to Sasquatch, and I didn't see any.
It's different.
It's different.
Don't do it the same way.
They can't get it together. The taxes are too high. The black market is still the easier way to do it. They're trying to shut down all the medical shops. They're having supply problems. They didn't say...
when we look at California, we have to remember that there's a lot of kind of quote unquote mom and pop or small batch, or if you think of like craft beer or some sort of fancy winery, growers, right? And if we set it up where it's just going to be all big box and the cats who are here already aren't going to get a chance to get in on the new thing, it's not going to do anything to shut those guys down. They're already outlaws, right? So if you pass something that they don't agree with or that they don't think is fair, you're not going to get rid of them. They're not going to come into your new bright light of day.
It's a make your own product.
You'll still have the black market.
It's a make your own product.
That's
too.
All. So we just got to make sure
there's
it's
only
open
so much these corporations can do to stop us from. As long as it's legal for us to have and smoke it in private, I don't even mind the in private part because you know you can make public places private if you know what you're doing. You know, if you pay the
it's
right
a towel. Put a towel under the door.
Yeah, I was like, what if you don't blow it in the face of children. Brooks and I were at the Sasquatch Festival this weekend, and I got yelled at for smoking near children. And first, the weirdest part was I looked around, there weren't any children around at the time, but the guy was just, security guy was just getting frustrated that this one area, there were kids on occasion because, you know, it's like, it's a rock concert, so the kids have the headphone, you know, the noise-canceling headphones on,
right.
And the hippie parents that are either in a band or know somebody in a band, and they're at a festival, and those people know they're bringing a baby to a place where there might be weed smoke in the air.
If you're taking your kids to the Sasquatch Music Festival,
God damn it, yes. If you're bringing your kid there, it's to have smoke blown in its face, so that it might never get cancer. All right, Nancy Grace, don't you pot to blame. All right, I got to get this in, you guys, because I teased it.
Get it in.
I teased it, and I'm a professional.
Tell us about the bones, though.
He's like me.
Yeah, you can't say after my show, as though he forgot. Well, you could say that, probably, but in this case, I did not forget.
We can all say that after our shows.
The topic is lungs. The topic is lungs, because this is also why it's not dangerous for the children. All right? Here's the deal. There's a certain number of joints per day that if you smoke that amount... you will have the same volume of expiratory. You'll have the same expiratory volume, is what it says.
What are you talking about?
As someone who didn't smoke. In other words.
What is that sentence?
Here's the pot quiz, Hopshot.
Okay.
How much weed is the amount?
Most of the things you
what's
say,
the
I'm
amount?
Thinking too, but I'm afraid it has.
What's the amount?
I'm just saying that it's, I don't know if it's surprising one way or the other, but this is an Emory University study, and basically they're saying that a non-smoker and a smoker of how many joints a day have equal lungs.
Two joints a day.
You can get away with two joints a day, Ngayo says. How many do you think you can get away with, Todd?
Well, I bet that person's probably pretty close, right? Because it's not. I'd like to know that it's not as bad because I have no idea.
How many joints?
How many joints a day do you think you could smoke and you're home free and you're just as your healthy, lungs are just as healthy as someone who doesn't smoke at all?
It's like a quiz.
I'm asking you.
Jesus.
To guess.
Do you know the answer?
Right here on this blue card that I'm going to sign and mail to somebody for $5.
I'll answer it quickly. Like, five joints a day?
I bet it's...
Okay, that's Todd's guess. Two, five.
Something ridiculous to make this a point. I'm going to say 100. Like, well, yeah, I'll say 100.
No, it's something...
I bet $1.
It's something extremely reasonable. You all went over. It's one joint a day.
They're going to be like, you could smoke 1,000 a day.
And I know we smoke a lot more than one joint a day, but still, just to compare the idea that one joint a day for 20 years... They're saying.
How big
one joint a day for 20 years. So, like, there was a lot of years where I didn't smoke at all. So maybe I've caught up to that number.
How big
but
is it? It's like 7,000.
Just a joint. Doesn't say. But the point is just that, and we kind of proved it in Super High Me as well, because they did a test on my lungs, and I was at, like, 87% capacity, which is pretty much normal and healthy for a person who had already been smoking pretty heavily for lots of years. So I got that in. I'm so proud of myself. And we got to go to break again.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in a few.
Welcome to TRLF Carson Daly. We have a very excited crowd inside. I'm here with Diddy. All right, 98 degrees in the house. Please welcome Celine Dion.
That's going to be like 16 minutes with questions. Marilyn Manson, Twiggy, and Pogo.
Eminem, Mark Wahlberg, Limp Bizkit. Please welcome Britney Spears, Mariah Carey.
I have another present for you.
Mariah, wait. Mark Hoppe.
spirited conversation.
Wait, spirited.
Like, why not the SeaWorlds that are just on the waterfront? Why not just build a big glass wall? And if a whale happens to swim by, they get to see it. Oh, look at that. There's a whale. Or, you know,
or
SeaWorld could just take chartered boats to a spot where you could just watch whales swim in their natural because they jump through the air like they're going to do in those stupid shows.
I like that
2,000 viewers.
See, I like that you don't just complain. I like that you propose solutions. I think more people need to do that.
That's what I'm all about, SeaWorld, solutions.
I'm going to connect them. SeaWorld is like Blockbuster Video. They were told, someone told them, and they ignored them. And SeaWorld was probably new 20 years ago. People are going in the direction of not liking this, and they ignored it. So instead of fucking thinking a long time ago, someone knows, someone in-house went, I told those fucks that 20 years ago.
Every time there was an incident, everybody just pushed it down and thought to themselves, the less the public knows about this or thinks about it, that's why Blackfish is so overwhelming, because you see years and years of abuse of these animals and of trainers getting killed. And these trainers love these animals. I believe the ones in the commercial that they love working with them. I love swimming around with dolphins. But if the dolphins clearly hated it, I wouldn't do it. And now I'm thinking they do hate it, and they're dolphins, so they always seem happy.
Yeah. When did Free Willy
dolphins always have a smile on their face.
You wouldn't know if a dolphin was mad.
Oh, this dolphin's really mad at me. He's like,
it keeps looking up, smiling and nodding.
Yeah, like I'm gonna get you.
When did Free Willy? When did
he's
Free Willy
like
come
Ray
out?
Liotta in Something Wild.
When did Free Willy come out? Because that was like probably the hype for SeaWorld, right?
Oh, yeah, that was huge for SeaWorld. Michael Jackson singing that song about it.
But don't
it.
They free the whale in there?
The whale
but they
leaves.
Free them from the evil guy, though.
Yeah, but the message of that movie is he just gets to go swim with his family again, not he ends up at SeaWorld. And then there's also these other places that are below SeaWorld, these other things, the more fly-by-night operations that are also doing things that are just as bad. There's a guy on Twitter, I wish I could remember his name, but he's like trying to save some walrus right now, or walruses in general.
Does it look like Justin Long?
Yeah, that's probably inspired. I saw Tom. I was like, I gotta do something about this. All right, we got to do something right now. We get you really high, and we haven't smoked at all in this segment, so we should all do that as well.
You haven't. Can I say one more thing?
No.
It's relevant to me. The reason I was saying about SeaWorld, if they would have 20 years ago, everything you just said about what they should do, it's not that crazy. If they would have thought 20 years ago, we need to start thinking, what can we do to make money off the public?
They could still do it, and they are doing it. They're adding a roller coaster in Orlando. They just announced it. Because, they had already been doing that, because the market was already going that way. Whether they're fucking with whales or not, the market was going towards getting more thrill rides into everywhere. Like, both of the Busch Gardens, I think, have lots of thrill rides. Like places, you know, even San Diego Wild Animal Park probably has a roller coaster now. They're just putting them in everywhere because that's the thing that's going to sell more tickets than the animals. So why not let the animals go free and just make really amazing roller coasters? We got to watch a magic trick. It's game time.
Oh, cool.
Okay, thank you. Brooks, you mind helping me?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right, here we go. Pick a card, any card.
Okay. This one.
All right, show it to these guys.
All right, I got it.
All right, turn it over.
All right.
Place it back in.
All right.
There you go.
Here we go. What was the
card? Jack of
it's hard to make
spades.
Up this many cards.
Jack of spades.
52 choices. Paralysis of options. Oh,
boy. All these cards actually have an X through them, except for this one card.
Ah! Oh,
that's nuts! I still am very impressed.
Oh my God, he kills it every time. Every time he comes out,
it's amazing.
He's probably high as well.
Smooth.
And just bam,
like silk,
slams it down. Thank you, Gabe. And
yeah, you're gonna look like the worst in the.
Please try my blueberry cookies.
I'd love to.
So much to take in that just happened. I loved it. I love not knowing that it was real or fake. And I'm still not sure.
It's magic. It's all real, like the internet.
Right.
No?
No, definitely.
Sure?
I'm very agreeable. Sure.
That's Layla Price.
Wow. What were the pens that I got the last time on the show? Because besides this, this is not the pen.
I forget because they're not a sponsor anymore.
The ones we just smoked back there. What are they called?
Honey Farm.
I used
that's
one
what we
of them.
Had?
I'm not kidding you. Like, I think it's the pen.
Every time I get a pen and then a month later it doesn't work. This one I've been using for a while and it's really good. So.
Oh, that's good.
That was way more natural than the licorice one.
No, the licorice, you can't lie. Our licorice ads, we're serious. It's not coming from any, it's coming from our, how good, it's truly.
So good. I'm telling you, next week's show is going to have that, and it's going to have a trailer for my new movie in the ad breaks, and then movie studios.
I'm good to go to Trader Joe's.
Candy makers.
Hi, I'm Todd Glass.
I'm Bruce Whalen. After we're done with this episode, I'm going to go. I'm not joking. I'm going to go to Trader Joe's. I need to get, like, some corn because I like it. And I'm fucking...
We both enjoy these.
Are you going to make a
picture
glaze?
If a bakery made them and you went in, they were laid out on white paper. Oh, they taste like they're fresh. Like they were made behind a door. And then they bring them out. And you're going
to... Why does it have to be white paper?
Because that's the way...
It would make the colors pop.
It'd make it pop.
You're going to go... You're going to buy these. And you're going to go, they're right. They're that good.
They're that good.
They're that good.
All right, well, I like the first one, but, now...
That was a good one, you don't know.
We got
you
a couple to pick from. That's
right. Beat it. I think that was a really good one. Matter of fact, I think the viewers or some people are going, that actually, you come in, hi, I'm Todd Glass, he says his name, boom.
Oh, yeah, you're pro Todd. We do things a little differently around here. Our commercials don't make our kind of jumbled messes. And that's the fun of it. That's what we're going for. Let's do some plugs, you guys. The great Brooks Whelan has an album out called This Is Cool, Right?
Yeah, that's good.
On iTunes, Amazon, you know where to go for comedy records.
Yeah.
Download them.
And I'm going to be in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
In September.
I don't know why I said that like I knew about that.
And
September?
Yeah, that's... I'm.
Which clubbage?
I'm going Helium.
Oh, it's a gas.
And then I'm in Boston in 2 weeks doing the half-hour Comedy Central taping.
Oh, terrific.
So June 10th.
How can they get the tickets?
Just go to, like, Ticket... I don't know. I almost just go to Ticketfly. That's not right.
Ticketmaster?
No, I think it's called, like, Brown Bag something. I don't know. If you just type in Boston...
People have to pay to go to those?
No, I think
it's free.
It is free, but
so
I don't know the link.
Look through ComedyCentral.com.
Sure.
Find that, because they probably are saying, hey, want tickets to... That's how they do it.
Yeah.
Cool. Go see that. When is that?
June 10th.
All right.
Recording the same taping as Hampton.
I'm going to be doing a club date in September in Portland. Yeah. And another thing, June 10th, I'm doing a special. Okay. It's free to get in, too. That's awesome. So get on it, everybody. Todd Glass, also at a Helium Comedy Club near you.
Yeah, Portland.
Always. You play them all, right?
Portland,
Buffalo.
They're great.
Great clubs.
This will be the first one. I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome. Every one of their clubs is great. Portland, I'll be at Helium the 11th through the 13th of June. Mm-hmm. I'll make this quick. Comedy Bar in Toronto, the 19th and 20th of June. And then the Comedy Explosion, the 12th of, I think, July.
Oh, you don't want these ones that I have here said out loud?
That's okay.
Good stuff here.
Really? I'm doing a Netflix special.
There's a lot of people out there that can order.
I don't need to plug it. I just wanted to mention.
There's a lot of people that can't get to any of those places that could order your book.
Really?
Like, that's a more important plug,
you're
I would think.
Probably.
Yeah, I wish we had time.
Where are you doing your Netflix?
Here in L.A.
What venue?
We should wait till.
No sidebar interviewing.
I know, I agree, and I did.
But I'm interested in that.
We're all interested in everything, aren't we?
Yeah.
All the time.
That's what weed does to you. You build a lot of interests.
Yeah.
And Doggy.
I'm interested in that.
Ungayo.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes, new line of cannabis flowers. High life. You've seen them here, right here on the table. We should just keep something on the table.
Unless some big-time
corporate weed company comes along and gives us a lot of money.
Sure.
And then we probably still will.
Thank you.
We get away with a lot on this show. a lot of shenanigans. You have a phone app called Weed and Sex.
The album's called Weed and Sex.
Oh, come. Have to fire?
Ungayo 420 is the brand. Just NGAIO 420, all kind of shit shows up. And then, did I have June 17th at the Punchline in Sacramento on there?
No, but you had June 20th at the End Zone in Marysville, California.
There you go. Right. Mm-hmm. And next week in Brookings, come see me. I can't even fucking remember. Some bar. In Brookings, Oregon, on the coast, though.
That's a fun challenge. Just go around to the bars.
Brookings isn't very big. If you get there, you'll probably be able to spot me.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Come on out, dude, because I'm rolling through Humboldt on the way out.
I say find me at the gym, then you can spot me.
Hello!
I'm going to be at Limestone Fest in Bloomington.
Oh, man, that one's so... I haven't
Indiana.
Done it, great.
Yeah, I love it. Comedy Attic.
Comedy Attic's the best.
Buskirk Chumley Theater.
He's my cousin.
That's June 5 and 6, and then I'm going to be at the Washington, D.C. Improv on Thursday, June 11. And I think I already mentioned.
Have you been there since the legal weed? Have you tried the weed in D.C. since it's
You know, everywhere I go, weed seems pretty legal. You know,
right? Yeah. So yeah. like Tommy Chong.
So like this transition, it's hard to market.
But I'm saying, have you noticed that
DC's
the weed
always
has gotten
been
better?
Nah, okay. But I don't notice when weed gets better. I smoke too much of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
I smoke Perrette.
I'm making faces, sir.
It gets me high. And
it always makes me more stoned. It always makes me way more stoned than I ever remember being.
What
like, every time I get stoned, I'm like, I don't remember it being this high ever.
Well, that's because your short-term memory.
And that's probably because you also don't...
I don't smoke very often.
I know we're going long, by the way. I know you... Yeah, that's your tolerance like, goes up and
yeah,
down if you
I get
don't
like
smoke
really, I'll get really stoned like once every 4 months when I forget how panicked I got 4 months ago.
I went 7 or 8 hours one time without smoking, and when I smoked again, it was really... It's satisfying. Like, it gives you that extra... That tolerance building... That a long flight to Amsterdam.
I smoked weed in Amsterdam and was on a bike by myself, and I never felt cooler.
We can have you back another time.
Joint behind my ear, and I was stoned, and I was riding, and I felt like, why don't I do this all the time? This is wonderful.
Did you see that held up that big car that said "and" on it?
No, no, I rode into an outdoor cafe on accident.
The longer the show is, the less people watch.
I just blasted into it.
This is the best thing. I'm going to do this all the time, so maybe not.
Yeah, no, I just remember being like, why am I always high? And then I wrote into people eating eggs.
And so you answered your own question.
Yeah, I answered my own question because I can't handle it. I'm not
the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we give you a ride home. And this could be your thing, maybe. Just get high when you come on the show.
I would love that. I brought stuff to do on the car ride home, too. Like, I'm excited about
it. You brought some crayons.
Yeah. Candy Crush.
I'll just doodle.
Daredevil.
All right, sorry.
DougLowsMovies.com for all my stuff.
I didn't get to use the bomb. Go ahead.
Including, if you don't want to get it from iTunes, we'll have a link for you there. My new album, Hot Off the Presses.
Oh, that's great.
Promotional tool.
I like
intentionally designed to look like Taylor Swift's top-selling album. I hope they're like near each other on the charts, and people click on it by mistake.
Man, you guys are gonna leave, and I'm gonna be this stoned.
No, I'm staying too. Okay. I'm not going hang out anywhere. I can't even drive.
Yeah. Oh, I'll hang out if you need me.
Yeah, I'll just hang out for a little bit because I don't want to go home and freak out.
We always smoke a little more after the show, but today I wanted to get home because I got to leave tomorrow. To go to Austin, Texas, and then from there I'm going on a mystery trip.
Ooh.
And then after that I'm going to New York, and then Bloomington, Indiana, and then back here.
So the next
episode of Getting Dug with High is not going to be until Monday, June 15th at 1:15 p.m.
Where are you? What is a mystery trip?
The mystery trip is something I'll tell you about when the show is over.
Oh, wow.
But okay.
I thought you didn't know about
it. But I can't say.
Oh.
I don't think I can say. I haven't been told one way or the other, so I'm playing it safe.
He paid people a lot of money to kidnap him?
I'm playing
it safe. Part of one of those.
Oh, my God. Kurt Braunohler has a podcast where several different things you can do, and one of the options is that you can talk about boats. But another one is you can get blindfolded and taken somewhere far away from your home, wherever you live, and then they take the blindfold off, and it's a podcast about you trying to find your way home without any money and with them just following you.
What?
That sounds awesome.
It does.
But I don't want to be the guy trying to find my way home without my fucking money.
Just when people go, you know, everybody's doing a podcast.
Some people say that money to get around.
Do something fucking different like that.
That's
you know, when
amazing.
People go, everyone's doing a podcast. Yeah, well, but then some people think it
my episode,
like
I ruined the show because I just jumped in an Uber.
you don't have your wallet. Well, I got the money on my phone now, so.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. I guess they probably have to take away your phone, too. And nobody does that to me.
Do not take away my phone. To me, phones are like guns. Obama cannot have my phone. Right. Although I guess he does, if you've seen the Edward Snowden documentary. Nice. All right, you guys.
Tweet boo at SeaWorld.
Hashtag shut down SeaWorld.
This feels like this episode started, I'm not joking, like 15 minutes ago. This time has really gone by fast.
It does.
It's always very very fast-paced, 45 minutes. This week, more like an hour.
I feel weightless right now.
Yeah.
I think people are going to love this episode. You guys all had hilarious things to say, nice chemistry.
I thought so, too.
This is basically, this is an exit interview. We're not going to have you back. But, desperate to get rebooked on a show that doesn't pay and ruins the rest of your afternoon.
Yeah,
makes the rest of your afternoon.
Ruins those are my words for it. But sometimes after this show, yeah, I either have to go to a movie or
go to a nap.
It makes your whole day. I'll tell you why. Because once you do the show, you can I take the rest of the day off. It's like a vacation. I give myself an excuse to after this.
Yeah,
it's like I have nothing to do.
I'm not going
to
do my taxes when I get home.
No. The
I'm not
going to
take care of my kids.
Putting that off.
Yeah.
I'm feeding my kids.
I'm not going to find the eighth
dimension. I'm sure there's other things I wanted to say to you guys. This episode, just even in an hour, went by way too fast. Thanks for watching, and thank you guys. And Guy Obila, Todd Glass, and Brooks Whelan.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Look them up on Twitter.
That was fun.
We'll have them back often. And Todd's going to take off right now.
One
more plug for the summer. Oh, shit, I got the date. See you Monday, June 15th at 1:15 p.m.